A mixed ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court has Texas abortion providers confused and President Biden, quote, very concerned. On Friday, the court again declined to block the law, which bans most abortions in the state after 6 weeks, but it did allow suits that challenge the law to proceed. To explain it all, NPR's Sarah McCammon joins us. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Let's begin with the lawsuits that can go ahead. What does this decision say about them?
So the court is giving abortion providers in Texas some leeway to bring federal lawsuits against state health officials to try to block enforcement of this law, SB 8. So those will proceed along with legal action challenging the law at the state level. But that still leaves the door open to really just about anyone else who might want to sue them. Because remember, Scott, this law is unusual in that it puts enforcement in the hands of private citizens. And anyone can bring lawsuits worth tens of thousands of dollars against abortion providers or anyone else believed to be in violation.
And Sarah, what's been the reaction to the fact that the ban on most abortions will stay in place for the moment?
Well, abortion rights advocates are concerned, of course. Amy Hagstrom Miller is the president of Whole Woman's Health, which operates four clinics in Texas. Her organization filed the lawsuit that was allowed to move forward, albeit, as we said, in a limited way. But she told me this doesn't feel like a victory.
This leaves us still faced with having to turn away the vast majority of people who need access to safe abortion care from our clinics in Texas. And so it doesn't feel all that different.
Meanwhile, groups opposed to abortion rights are praising this decision. Katie Glynn is with Americans United for Life.
We know from the data that we've seen from September and October of this year that every day that law is in effect, lives are being saved from abortion. So that itself is a win.
And she hopes that this latest action is another sign that the Supreme Court may be ready to overturn Roe v. Wade.